good morning and welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker YouTube channel. My name is Lisa. I am your mystic guide, and welcome to another episode of the Buddhist Biohacker. I am so joyful today because we are back with Dr. Cairo Rocha. And Cairo, it's been a while, so we are so happy to have you back with us.
Yeah, it's been forever, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been a while. I'm so happy that you're back.
I'm so happy to be back, and this is my first presentation in this year, 2021. So we're lots of going on, and I'm very happy to be here. And thank you again for opening this space for us. I'm always grateful.
Oh, well, we're grateful for you and your energy, and I just missed it. So it's been too long. It's been like 3 or 4 months or something. It's been a while. So welcome back, and welcome to everybody who's joining in the live. I would love for everybody in the live, always say hello, say where you're from. We love hearing from you. And if you have questions for Cairo throughout the show, like, please feel free to ask them as well. And Cairo, I saw your topic. You had sent it over a few days ago, and I'm really excited about it. So do you want to start off by just sharing with everybody what we're going to talk about today?
Yes. Basically, Lisa, as you know, and all friends know, that in the process of choosing what I'm going to be talking about, I always take into account what's going on at the moment, whether it's me personally or my office, my practice with everybody. And that's for obvious reason. As you know, I decided to talk about vibrations and that connection with our immune system. Right? I've been talking about this in different ways, using different terminology. But basically, the idea is that there is this so-called blueprint we call Wei Qi or defensive Qi. Right? That will be the blueprint, energetic blueprint of our immune system. It's a beautiful subject. It's very subtle. It's as good as you can go. Not many people talk about it, but I've already spoke about this a while ago, but now I'm going to go into more details because it reflects what's going on at the moment, okay? Now, I'll start by saying that throughout my journey in all this, Chinese, Japanese, Tibetan medicine. It's been now 35 years. Hard to believe. I started 35 years ago. Wow. And I could say that I have learned three main important aspects of what I do. It's huge, isn't it?
Yes.
One, the first one is the concept of qi is very real, very tangible, and could be easily applied to our daily lives. I have this, obviously, I have in theory, I have in my practice, I see this all the time, but top of the pops was when I went to China to meet this Qigong master. Actually, I went twice. I went once, then he asked me to come back. So in 3 months, I went to China twice to visit this master. And he demonstrated to me, confirming what I knew, but I had never experienced it myself, which is actually the feeling of energy in your body. You know, it's almost like electricity, a human-generated electricity. That was amazing feeling, especially the one when he decides to touch my forehead. That was something. It's like, you know, those cartoons that you see stars? Mm. You know, when you read this hit in your head. I saw geometric figures. I saw triangles. I saw circles. I saw squares. It was a flash of a moment. But that to me was like sinking in, grounding the concept of energy, qi as being real, really real. Okay? The second one is true healing is self-healing. There is nothing can do for you that your body can't do better. We came to this world, we came to this existence with all the tools necessary that we're going to be using for our lives, for whatever we want to do. My role here and your role as therapists and all the therapists is to clear the way, is to facilitate the process. It's already there. And I tell something more. every time somebody comes to me and asks, oh, I've learned about these things. I'm very interested in learning about this technique or this skills, whatever that is. I can always say, you have it already in you. You have all the receptors ready to go, hence the desire, hence this idea, I need this. If it weren't for this, you didn't have these receptors. So what you're doing when you begin, think of being exposing to something for the first time, in fact, is remembering, reconnecting with which was already there. That's wonderful. So everybody has that, you know, to a certain degree. And the third wisdom, knowledge, is that for the body to heal itself, it needs obviously a clean blood and the right frequency, the right vibration. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Because I think basically nowadays, as you may know or guess, a day doesn't go by when somebody asks about immune system. How can I improve my immune system? How can I boost my immune system in view of what's going on in the world? I normally don't answer right away. I go back to my office, ask the person to stand up, and I get two helpers. This means dowsing rods. This is the one I use for feng shui, but the one I have in my office is very small, much smaller than this. And I train these little friends to help me to measure the vibration. Mm. What I normally do is I ask the person to stand up facing me, and then I measure the magnetic field, the vibration, the frequency of the person, right? Quite often, it's about 1 foot away from the body, maybe 2 feet maximum. I've never seen anything too large or too long when I first see the person, or I don't know if because that's why the person is there in the first place. You know, there's something going on. Now, what I do is I ask the person to take deep, only 3 or 4 deep breathings, deep breathing, very gentle, different techniques, deep breath. And then, or ask the person to smell essential oil. Mm-hmm. I have a few, or to remember a happy moment in his or her life. Mm-hmm. Just that. Then I get my dowsing rods again, and then measure. And quite lo and behold, it grows so much, Lisa, that I have to almost stand back, almost to touch my wall.
Wow.
To show the expansion. And this happens like this.
Wow.
Right away. And the person gets amazed. What is this? What's happening? So you just improve your immune system. You just expanded what you call magnetic cushion that protects from anything from everywhere, from any influence. Anything that doesn't belong to you, anything that's not for your highest good would bounce back, bounce off this magnetic field you have just created. But is that simple? Is that simple? The answer is yes. Again, we have everything that we need, everything it takes inside ourselves. We came to this world with this. It's just because we're forgotten, or we were sold the idea that only complicated things, sophisticated things are good for us. Mm. But it's very, very simple. Is that nice?
Yes, I love that. Beautiful. So,
It's a beautiful thing. Actually, this is my main quest at the moment, because I know this. I've been doing with this. I've been dealing with this for so long. But I'm trying to find a way to measure this in numbers or something that can show, oh, this is it. Yeah. And there was somebody in the 90s. His name was Bruce Tainio. He was the head of the Department of Agriculture of the Eastern Washington University. And he was very much into, he used to research physics, quantum, etc. And he came up with this amazing device. It's called Frequency Monitoring System. Hmm. It was designed to measure the bioelectric frequencies of essential oils in contact with our bodies. Amazing, amazing things. Unfortunately, he didn't produce too many machines or devices. And then I didn't hear from him for quite a while. And lately I found out he passed away. But amazing thing, Lisa. You see what he got. I'm going to talk to you what he managed to achieve. Basically, using this device to measure the frequency of vibration, he realized that our body, a human body, optimum frequency, a healthy human body, the frequency would range from 62 to 68 megahertz. So from 62 to 68, 70s, it's optimum health. It's how our body functions well. If it drops down to 58, that's when you start feeling cold symptoms. It's like when you feel unwell. You cannot pinpoint it, but you feel unwell. Mm-hmm. If it drops down to 57 hertz, that's when flu kicks in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it goes down to 55, that's when you have candida, albicans, all these problems, the bacteria. 52, Epstein-Barr. And if it goes down to 42 megahertz, that's when cancer begins to appear or to manifest itself. But if it gets to 25 megahertz, that's when we begin to die. So see how amazing, important this work was. You can actually measure what's going on. Right? But the beauty of everything that's happened is not only he measured that, but he measured some things that would uplift us. For instance, there's some essential oils such as lavender. It's 118 megahertz.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. My favorite tea. I drink lavender tea all the time.
So it's a good friend. It's according to many people I've talked to, people have been working with essential oils for quite a while. Lavender is the closest to us in many ways. It's good for our brain, it's good for emotions, and it's good for our bodies. And it has this very high frequency of 118 megahertz. Frankincense goes higher. Frankincense is 147 megahertz. It's higher. Chamomile is 105. Sandalwood is 96, but the top of the pops is rose, 320 megahertz.
Wow.
It's almost like a rocket.
That's amazing.
Think about this. If optimum health is from 62 to 68 megahertz, and you get in touch with 320 megahertz essential oil, it really shoots your immune system. It shoots your magnetic field way, way out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the thing is, most important thing that happens to us is not what happens occasionally. I have this, I have a sniffle, I have a flu, whatever that is. Most important is our pattern. How is your pattern? How is our energy? If I vibrate in a certain energy, that would be one thing. If it's just occasionally, my frequency dropped here and there, it's normal. This is life. It fluctuates. Most important thing is the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see in a moment what to do about it. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. Now, also, he did something amazing. Is that after he was somebody, after inhaling a very good essential oil, a man's frequency went from 58 to 66 in 21 seconds.
Wow.
So he went to be, below, like say 58 would be the cold symptoms. So he went from that in 66 megahertz would be healthy in 21 seconds. So it's very quick. It's very fast. You don't have to wait much. Another person, this is the other side of the story. Another person's frequency dropped from 65 to 48 when this person held a cigarette.
Whoa.
Just by holding a cigarette in their hands, the frequency dropped from 65 to 48 megahertz. And when this person actually smoked the cigarette, it went down to 42 megahertz with the same frequency as cancer.
That's crazy.
If this is not a convincing factor, I don't know what it is. You know?
Yeah.
Because I discuss this a lot with my patients, and people come to me and ask, does acupuncture help someone to stop smoking? I say, yes, provided you made that decision, provided you are wholeheartedly interested in that. Because there's an element that is very powerful, which is the will. The willpower is so strong that if the person is not quite convinced, it might work half the way or not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Once the person makes that decision, it's really, you know, beautiful. And you have these things. I mean, knowing that this brings the frequency low, you can uplift the person. You can uplift the energy in so many ways, in shape and form. Essential oils happen to be one of them, or one effective one. But also the other things, the way we speak, the way we think, what we do also play a very important part in our magnetic field, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, if I could say, if I could say that generally speaking, anything that uplifts our senses raises our vibration. Anything. Yeah. Anything, depending on the person, but anything that uplifts our senses uplifts our immune system.
Mm.
Bold statement, but it's true. I've seen this so many times. For instance, let's begin with the sight, with eyes. Say by watching like a beautiful sunrise or a sunset, watching nature. It's so uplifting, as you know. You know, it's so uplifting. It really brings your energy up. And then I keep telling people, like by just watching the greens, trees, and leaves, it's so healing. Why? Nature created that. Because green is a combination of yellow, with a yang energy color, and blue, which is yin energy color. Mm-hmm. So you have the combination of yin and yang in perfect balance.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's why green color is the ultimate, it's a fabulous color used for healing purposes. Yeah. So that's why you feel so well, you feel so good while watching something green, trees or something. They could be different colors, of course, but there's an element there's a special element in that color, why it has to be that color. Because every time you think of nature, green is the first color that comes to mind, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to mind, greens. So sight, hearing, music, nature sounds, our own voice, it's very powerful. So much so that when I was studying hypnosis, hypnotherapy, many, many years ago, one of the main things that we're practicing was self-hypnosis. We're comparing a hypnotherapy by somebody, an expert, giving you ideas or something, and the person's own voice, recorded, giving the person's suggestion. The effect was much, much better. There's something about you hearing, listening to yourself, giving you suggestions. You know, it's a wonderful thing. So much so that, not so much now, but years ago, I used to ask the person to record her own voice. I would give a suggestion. So just record this and listen to this while you're lying down. Just do this for a while. And the result was amazing.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Because it's your own voice. It's like you talking to yourself, your own vibration. Yeah? So it's a wonderful thing. If somebody, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what the problem is. But you listen to yourself, giving you positive suggestion is very, very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nature sound is also, needless to say, very healing, very uplifting. And music also, as it goes without saying, But I have, I met somebody once. His name is Fabien Mama. He's a musician, a composer, a researcher, and acupuncturist. He has a very interesting story. I think it's in the 70s. He went to Japan with a French orchestra to perform in Japan. And I think something happened to him. I don't know, he had some knee problem, something. Somebody recommended to see an acupuncturist. He never had acupuncture before. He didn't know what that was. And the result was so amazing. And because he was so sensitive to things, to energies, he went back to France, studied acupuncture, became an acupuncturist, and he started combining his knowledge of music and tones and vibrations to acupuncture.
Wow, that's cool.
He was the first one to use tuning forks in acupuncture points.
Oh, that's so cool.
Very cool, it's the first one. And I as soon as I learned about it, talked to him, I had a friend, he's a pianist, and he was having carpal tunnel. So since you're a pianist, I'm going to use music for you. What was amazing, what happened was very quickly the pain disappeared by using a combination of tuning forks. So he went on to discover that each organ has a particular music, has a particular tone, has a particular note to respond to. And for instance, lungs is A. I don't know if I can play for you. I have what's called in tuner. Let me see if I can play for you. Can you hear this?
Yes.
This is the tone for the lungs. Mm. Oh, we can say, oh. Yeah. And also gallbladder. Gallbladder is E. This is gallbladder. Another one, colon or large intestine, F sharp. And let me play stomach is spleen is B, very high. So he came up with this and he practiced in many his patients and went on to develop the system of music and combined it with acupuncture, and he wrote many books. But it's really amazing just to show the power of music. It's not necessary, you don't need to know about music, don't need to know much, but know that there is a resonance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you feel so well, feel so by listening to certain music. I don't know if you remember, years ago, somebody were doing an experiment with plants, putting certain music and let the plant close to a loudspeaker and play certain music, and the plants would either move away from the loudspeaker or move towards the loudspeaker. I don't know if you remember this. I think it was perhaps in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Showing that the plants also react.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, you know, my own experience with this is when I was in 2011, I found out I had three different kinds of parasites and candida in my body. And I had to go through a big detox for that to eliminate them. But I actually sang to those parasites and to the candida, and I sang to them, and I felt the energy of each of those, you know, entities in my body. And I actually sang songs that I felt released them and had them leave my body. And it was a big part of my healing process. Like when I would cook, I would sing, different mantras and chants into the food to help eliminate these, you know, parasites from my body. I mean, it was like 6 months of using sound and music to clear out my body. And I was amazed. Like I had, and I'm working on doing something with this for everybody out there who's listening, but you know, I had a particular sound I made, for Candida to be able to clear it from my body. So I love that you're sharing this, because that's my direct experience. I mean, I felt like it really shifted my vibration and the energy and cleared out those toxins that were in my body.
That's beautiful, beautiful, Lisa. That's exactly it. It's like by intuition, you connect with what, you know, the tune, the sound, the very healing. You know, as I said, you don't need to know, be knowledgeable in music, whatever, something. But especially, I found it very beneficial that, most importantly, that you sang, your voice. Yeah? So that's very powerful. So mm-hmm. Your magnetic field, I'm sure, went way, way, way high.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to this day, you know, one of the chants that I sang to my food was Namo Guan Xian Pusa, which is for Kuan Yin. And to this day, like it still runs through my head when I'm cooking dinner for the family or for myself or whatever. It's kind of funny. I'm like always singing that mantra, just really embedded into me. So I love that you're talking about this, because I think sound healing is so, 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 so important.
Yes, absolutely. And this also one of the reasons why the Tibetans spend so much time developing that voice, developing chants, infusing the medicine with mantras and chants. You know, when I think I shared this with you last time, when you go to the fields, when they go to the fields to collect plants, to make the concoction in Tibetan medicine, not Tibetan medicine vials and things. And so there's always a mantra. They always sing something during the whole process. There's a mantra for harvesting. There's a mantra for preparing, et cetera, et cetera, because they want to infuse the substance with the sound. You know? So the medicine becomes the vehicle, mm-hmm. as water. Water does it very well, as you know. But beautiful. Thank you for sharing your experience with me.
Oh, yeah. You know what else came to mind for me too when you were talking about your vision and vibration is I was told years and years ago by another psychic colleague of mine, you know, that when you feel depressed, to put a lemon in your kitchen window. And that's always stuck with me. And it's true. Like whenever I'm feeling down or blocked, if I put a lemon in my kitchen window, it seems like the vibration and seeing the bright yellow color and the energy of that, there's something about that that makes me joyful. So I thought of that too, while you were sharing about, you know, what you see can also raise your vibration.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Lisa. See things in your memory, like we talk about, smell, for instance, the childhood smells, you know, that stay with you, especially from 0 to 10 years of age. Those are the most important for us, and becomes like you know, that comfort smell. It's a comfort food, but something every time we smell it, it comes to your mind that uplifts us. We always feel so well. Even to this day, there is something very traditional in Brazil. Christmas, we call panettone. It's a fruit cake, basically, but the Italian way. But it has an aroma. I don't know. It's a combination of things that I can be anywhere, any country, if I smell that Christmas immediately or childhood immediately. So it's also very uplifting for me. Even if I don't know, it's not important whether it's lots of sugar or whatever that is. But I think the impact, the positive impact, surpasses any any gluten or whatever that might be there. That's beautiful. Taste also, as I say, fresh food, comfort food, a variety of flavors. They are very good for our vibration, for our frequency. And the same Tainio, he measured that fresh herbs, it has about 20-27 megahertz. It uplifts you. Dried herbs will be 15-22, slightly low. And processed canned food is zero. I think, at least as far as nothing happens. Anyway. Smell also essential oils, flowers, garden. As I said, from 0 to 10 is when our memory is very much associated with smells and aroma and scents for our survival. It's like in the babies, and at that stage, there, it's the best form of retrieving your memory in those that period of time is through smell. And if you smell something that it was part of your life that comes back. And this is very useful when you treat somebody with memory impairment issues. I've done that myself. And I tried to find out if somebody has a memory issue, I talk to the family or the person, if it's possible, to find out the smells. What do you remember? What is the smell that comes to mind when you think about your childhood? What comes to mind that makes you happy? And I use them on purpose to elevate or to improve the memory. A bit of a trick. I'll tell the person what I'm doing. essential oils. I said that 300 rose is the highest, 320. I put together some essential oils. They're the highest frequency, highest vibration. And I've been experimenting this with my patients. It's really amazing effect. Also taste, as I said, comfort food. As you know, the touch as well, another sense, the massage, hug, or something you're very deprived at the moment. Hug. Very good for a frequency, for a magnetic field. Actually, we've been deprived of two things. One, a smile. We'll not be able to see smiles very often. And not be able to hug. Also, to deprive of this at the moment. Another thing is I find it very beneficial for our immune system and a frequency is to walk barefoot in the morning when you get up. Especially have grass, the dew is still a bit moist. This is fascinating. This is wonderful. Now it's really, you bring your vibration really high. It's very good for immune system. And years ago, I was talking to, have you heard of earthing?
Earthing. Oh, well, yeah, like where you're putting your feet on the earth and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I found out about this, and then I met the person who developed this in Montreal in a conference. Actually, I met the two doctors. The idea is that they showed me a photo of somebody magnetic resonance. The name disappeared now. The photograph of the person with diabetic neuropathy. Mm. So they're very red. It's a color photo. There was this red and orange through, from the knee down, you know, both legs. After 30 minutes of planting the feet on the ground, not grass, just ground, we showed again, totally gone. It's totally beautiful blue. Mm. So it disappeared, the earth. Two things happen according to him. One, you bring this freshness, yin energy from earth, and draw the inflammation, whatever is there, down. Mm. So it's a two ways of balancing. And it's really amazing. You can do this, it could be earth, grass, sand, as long as it's natural. So there's this exchange of energy that's very powerful for our immune system. And our vibration by consequence. Yeah. Basically, the other things that I find very important for our vibration, which is certain feelings such as gratitude. Gratitude is wonderful for our frequency, wonderful for our vibration, because it shifts our perception. I stop from focusing on what we don't have, I don't have and have, to what we have. And realize we have so much compared to other people. So this sense of gratitude is very, very uplifting, you know, and it's amazing what it does to our system. The other one is act of kindness. So this, especially with random, the vibration. I remember, I've probably heard about this before, was Wayne Dyer used to share this experience with us. I remember once watching his, attending his conference. They did some experiment with somebody doing something nice, a good deed, let's say giving an apple to somebody, right? And they measured this person's immune system in some areas of the body and realized that the giver, the doer's energy were up, his frequency was very high. Not only that, the recipient, the person who received the gift or whatever that was, also had his or her energy up. His vibration went way up. Not only that, a bystander, somebody was just observing that scene, also got his vibration up.
Wow.
So in one act of kindness affected at least three people, at least three persons at the same time.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be much. It can be just a smile. A smile, just a smile. I think I shared this with you. I used to, one day I was going to my office and this gentleman is always driving his car. He was like a security in the area. Mm-hmm. Guy, he came to me and said, "What's the secret?" And I said, "What secret?" He kept saying, "What's the secret?" I said, "I don't know. What are you talking about? Why you keep, how come you keep smiling all the time?" He said that when you see me smiling at him, he changes energy. He said, "I feel so well. The day is great for me. I always go home happier." So this was something that I had no idea the impact was having somebody. So just to say that whatever you do, if you do something from your highest good or in tune with your highest frequency, you're bound to affect people. This is bound to ripple from you. Yeah? We have no idea where it's going, like ripples. Yeah? Appreciate beauty. When you enjoy beauty, appreciate that. It's wonderful. As a Librian, I always look for beauty, no matter where. It's always managed to find one. Drinking water, as you know, it's very good for a magnetic field. It's very good for a vibration because it flushes toxins out of the body. And that has a tremendous impact in our vibration. Another thing is humor. Cultivate humor, even if you don't have. Cultivate or pretend that you have. The Chinese say if you have three good laughs a day, that's what it takes to keep a good health. Yeah. And how are we doing for time?
We're doing okay. We still have a few minutes left, so you're good.
So there's something also that I like to share. Well, there are two things. One, have you heard of a solfeggio's frequencies?
Yes. I just learned about those during the November Awakening in November. And oh my gosh, Cairo, when I listen to those on my headphones, when I'm like bike riding or outside, I have had the most incredible, profound, like, visions and experiences and feelings and oh yeah.
So I have goosebumps of you sharing.
Yes, it's so fabulous.
Yeah, this is so the beauty of everything is so available to us now. YouTube on everything, you just type whatever you want to listen and it's so healing. I know that 174 megahertz removes pain. I've seen this, and if you're in pain, just listen to that 174 hertz. It's wonderful for pain. The other one is 396 that liberates fear and guilt. It's something so that brings our energy so down, so heavy on us. But the most beautiful thing that I learned throughout my experience with this is anything from 500 up, it's very, it boosts your immune system in a way that we have no idea. It's like, 528 repair DNA. That alone is huge, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So you keep going to 600 something. So anything above 500 is to do with love, is to do with compassion. And also it's the best antidote to anything, to any physical thing. So if you want to keep your immune system higher or functioning well, just start listening to this on a regular basis. Anything above 500 megahertz or hertz.
Okay. Well, and I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, there's some YouTube channels where it's like 8 hours. Like you can play it overnight while you're sleeping and have these frequencies. And I'll tell you what, Cairo, this is another sound thing with me, you know, and is that through that period, you know, I had nervous system challenges and I would play frequencies overnight that supported my nervous system. And I really believe that works. I mean, the sound healing is so profound. So I love that you're bringing that up today because it's just really, you know, I've been thinking about some sound healing stuff and I feel like you're the vehicle for God's source today, Cairo, like speaking through you to me, like listen to your intuition about sound healing. So I'm so glad we're talking about this today.
Nothing's by chance, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. No, it's not. I love this so much.
I don't know if you heard of Don Campbell. Mm-mm. He wrote a book called The Mozart Effect.
Oh.
Way back. He was using Mozart music. It's called Mozart Effect. Later on, he went on to develop this for children, Mozart Effect for children and everything. So using Mozart as a healing tool, the music, Mozart was so rich, tones and semitones, that it's so rich for us. And I had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times, at least three times in the same seminar we're teaching. So at some point, I was there way back, as I normally do. I never sit on front. I don't want to be obvious to it. Yeah, Cairo, let's see what an acupuncturist does. So he asked me, he tested me with music and something like that. I was up there with him. He said, well, there must be acupuncture. You're fine. But he said that, you know, it was reinforcing the idea that sound is so important to our immune system. Sound is so important to our anything that happens to us. That he said, particularly, especially when you listen to your right ear, things tend to stay longer. You know, if like a music, if you're interested in music for anything, so to listen to your, especially the right side, seem to retain more that. And he went on to develop music for hospitals. So he would create a room, you know, with certain music being played in a certain way.
Right? Oh, wow.
And different places. And it's most amazing effect on people. And he said that those who were even people had no idea about music, were not educated about music, had amazing impact, a tremendous impact on that. Because it goes deeper. You know, sound is something very deep in us. And vibrates, as we know, all cells and everything. So, if you have a chance, it's called Mozart Effect, Don Campbell. So it's very, very powerful. Another thing that
get that on my Kindle.
But add one more. Another thing that people ask me this all the time. I've told about, and I've already spoken about this before, was the element of fear that's been going on. It's widespread, it's everywhere. They say that, yes, it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to experience emotions. It's part of being human. How can we live without any, you know, any emotion? The problem is, as I said, the pattern is important. Occasionally, it's not so much of a problem because it comes and goes like wind, shakes the trees and moves on. Yeah? This is like air, acknowledge, integrate, release. Most important about emotion, I call air. Because most emotions, all the emotions, they want to be recognized. They want to be acknowledged. It's a message sent by certain centers of our body that in Chinese medicine explains very well, such as kidneys and fear and lungs and sadness, etc., that it wants to be acknowledged. And once you acknowledge that, you let go. There's no reason for this to perpetuate. Now, then comes the question, what is this fear or the cause keeps coming to me, keeps coming from external sources as is happening now? Then comes down to what I was saying in the beginning with my dowsing rods. You know, just bring your energy up. Just breathe. There's some deep breath and keep breathing, or smell something nice and, you know, bring something positive up that uplifts you. That will be the best antidote for any emotion, including fear. Another thing that is very important is also to, as I said, to acknowledge. Ask this emotion what it wants from you. What's the purpose of you in my life? What can I do for you? So there's a very elegant form of acknowledgement. Sit with it, like in front of you, and just ask, what do you want from me? What can I do for you? And by doing that, you realize that the emotion has shrunk, has become very small, because you are listening, you are in control, you decided to call this meeting, right? So this dissipates. There's so many ways, but I think it's by uplifting your senses, as I said, is the best way to raise your energy. And a high vibration energy, there is no space for negative emotions or emotions that will be harmful otherwise, right? There's something else that I promised some friends I'll be talking about today. Sounds a bit, not, it is and it isn't, but I feel like sharing this. Because people say, what can I do that is natural, that I can improve my immune system, that can boost my immune system? So this question comes to me almost every day. And I would like to start with the most expensive, dramatic, difficult to find. You can only find on top of the Everest, which is called baking soda. Or baking soda. I don't know if people are familiar with this, but as a physician, German physician, Otto Warburg, in 1931, he won a Nobel Prize in medicine. And in 1941, he won another one. He's the only person known to me that won Nobel Prize in medicine twice. And the main thing was, he realized his thesis was that in an environment that is alkaline, in an environment that you have oxygenated, no virus, no disease prosper. No space for cancer cell, there's no space for virus, whatever that is. Because those elements only prosper in acidic and a low frequency environment. Right? So, and then later on, I had the pleasure of meeting an Italian doctor. His name is Tullio Simoncini, here in Nassau. I was invited to a meeting, and he was there, and they introduced me to him. He was the one who was prescribing using baking soda or some preparation in baking soda and treating people with cancer cells, and seeing amazing results. Very enthusiastic, very, you know, very cheerful person. So that confirms twice, alkaline environment and high vibration is all you need. Right? So then people say, what can I do? What's the best way? Well, there is, at this moment, what I can say is that get hold of half a cup of baking soda, 100 milligrams of hydrogen peroxide. It's not necessary, but it's good to have it. And 1 liter of drinking water, pure drinking water. Mix it all up, shake it well in a bottle. And if you have a nebulizer, you know, those people have asthma. And just it just inhale that for 5 minutes a day. This is the best thing you can do in terms of prevention. The best thing to improve your immune system as far as your lungs are concerned, as far as your immune system are concerned, the thymus gland. All right. If the person has an issue already, then you do this 5 minutes, 3 times a day. But I might say the results that I know, that I've heard about, and I've been in contact with people doing this, is fascinating.
Wow. Oh my God. I want to try this. You know, Edgar Cayce is a trans channel from the 40s to 60s and very famous channel. And he spoke many, many times and had a lot of channel transmissions about alkalizing the body for the health. And his book about diet is all about that. And I can't tell you, Cairo, again, it's just amazing. Everything you're talking about today is stuff that I did to heal my body. I had the little strips to test my acid alkaline balance. And every day I would check it when I was fighting candida and parasites until I was getting my body into that alkalized state through diet and through, you know, taking care of my body. And it was the when my body is acidic, I am sick. And when I'm alkalized, I am not. And so what you're talking about, I mean, I'm living proof, you guys, that alkalizing the body is so important. And there's actually a great company. I don't know if you've heard of it, Cairo, but it's called pH Ion. And pH Ion is really great, high vibrational products to alkalize the body. So they have some pills to fight acidity. There's over 50,000 grasses in these little pills. And when you take it, your body is alkalized within, you know, 5-10 minutes. And they have all this testing and information on their website. And they have all this free information about what foods are alkaline and all those things. It's so important. So I love that you brought this up too.
Thank you for this. I wrote it down, pH Ion.
Great company. Really clean products.
And especially if you recommend it. Because it's always looking for something uplifting. But basically, what you said, just share with me now, and what I know, what I've been experienced myself as a person, as a therapist, and whatever, is that I'll be bold enough to say that alkalizing environment is very uplifting. It's very high vibration. There's a very high frequency in alkalizing. And the opposite, acidity, acid environment, it's... the frequency is low. I've never measured this like I did with the device and everything, but based on what I know and what I see, that's the thing. Alkalizing high frequency, and when it's acidic, low frequency, given the environment in which things happen. Mm-hmm. But again, as I say, by just being alive, we're exposed to so many things that are detrimental to our health. You just step out, don't even need to step out of your house to be affected by that. But as I said very well, the attitude, the feeling, whatever uplifts your senses, uplifts your immune system, uplifts your vibration, uplifts your frequencies. So it doesn't need to be something complicated. As there was somebody the other day who was so sad, and in my office, said, "What's do you have a?" I was just playing conversation. I said, "Do you have a photo of?" I know you have a grandson. He said, "Yes, I do." "Do you have a photo of a grandson on yourself?" "Oh yes." You show it to me, and I turn around to him. "Just look at your grandson for a moment. Look at the photo." Yeah. And what happened was amazing. You know, his energy totally transferred, totally changed. So it's something, it can be visual, it can be whatever you want to do, but it's within our reach. We don't need, as I said, something that grows on top of the Mount Everest for health. It's right here in our hands and our senses, the 5 senses. We can improve tremendously, we can improve our energy, we can improve our vibration by just uplifting our senses, by just stimulating our senses in a very positive way. This, I would like to leave people with this thought. It's that we have more resources inside ourselves than we can ever imagine. We come to this world fully, fully equipped for this time, for what's happening now. Nothing's missing. There's nothing missing. We have everything it takes. The only thing is, quite often, self-imposed blockages, you know, self-imposed ideas that we're not capable, but we are. And that's why I think I shared this with you before. I leave with everybody this, I would say, a little mantra that I say to myself every morning, which is, I come from the light. The light lives in me. I am the light. So you keep saying that. I come from the light. The light lives in me. I am the light.
Cairo, I love you. I'm so glad you're back.
I'm so good to be back, Samson.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time and your wisdom. And I'm so happy that you're back. And we'll be back with Cairo. He's here every single month, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to everybody who's been watching. So much love to everyone. We do have one more show this evening with Claudette Dean, which she is one of our Diamond Beauties this month. So I look forward to that. And thank you again, Cairo. It's just great to have you back.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you very much for having me. And thank everybody for watching us.
Yes. Thank-